B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Ayin. We're going to start 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. And the Gemara takes us back to the Mishnah that we learned on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis at the beginning of the Perek. It says there, v'koira, that the Kohen Gadol, when he was able to, at the right stage of the Avodah, he would read from a Sefer Torah, he would read Acharei Mois. That's the parasha of the Yom Kippur Avodah in Acharei Mois. V'ach ba'osir, and then not long after that, in Parashas Emor, he would read the parasha of Yom Kippur of Ach ba'osir. Asks the Gemara, Uraminu, we're asking a stira from another Mishnah, a Mishnah in Maseches Megillah. It says that medalgin benovi, ve'ein medalgin b'teira. You're not allowed to jump when reading from a sefer, from a chumash, from Torah, from the chamisha chumash Torah, a sefer Torah, you're not allowed to jump from one place to the next. But by a novi, when you're going from one place to the next, in novi, you're allowed to jump. How over here could you open a sefer Torah, start reading in Parshas Acharei Mois, and then jump to Parshas Emor? Answers the Gemara, Lo Ikashya, Kan b'kdei sheyafsik haturgamon, Kan b'kdei shelo yafsik haturgamon. That on Yom Kippur, there, what's the Maturgamon? Back in the days, the Balkaira, the person who was reading the Torah, would read one Pasuk, and the Maturgamon, the translator, he would translate that one Pasuk and explain it in a language that was understood by the people. So if the amount of time it takes to jump from one place to the next is enough time that the translator, the Turgamon, would not have to wait, that means by the time you get to the next place, the Turgamon's already finished translating the Pasuk you said previously, then it's okay. So the Gemara answers that when it says that you're not allowed to jump by Torah, you're not allowed to jump, that's talking about if it will take too long. However, over here by Yom Kippur, it was short enough time that by the going from Acharei Mois to Emor, by the time the Turgamon is finished explaining the last Pasuk that was read in Parashas Acharei Mois, they had already found their place in the Sefer Torah in Parashas Emor. Asks the Gemara, V'alok Tony, on that Mishnah we learned in a Braisa, Medalgin B'Novi, that one's allowed to jump from one place to the next in Novi, in one of the Nevi'im, V'ein Medalgin B'Torah, but not in Chumash, v'ad kamo medaleg, and how far you're allowed to jump by Novi, b'kadesh liyafsik hamaturgamon, providing that the translator is not going to have to wait. What do we deduce from there? Ha b'teira, but regarding the psukim of the chamusha chumshe teira, klal loy. There, even that short amount of time it takes to go from jumping from one place to the next, even though the Turgamon would not be waiting, as soon as the Turgamon is finished, he will already have found the place and started reading the next pasuk. Nonetheless, we don't do that. So then the question comes back, how can you say over here that the Kohen Gadol would jump from Parashas Acharei Mois to Parashas Emor? Omar Abaya said, Lo Ikasha, Kan b'inyan echod. Regarding Yom Kippur, it was the same topic. They're jumping from one parasha of Yom Kippur to another parasha of Yom Kippur. And therefore, Kan b'shtein yonim. However, where it says that it's also is talking about when you're jumping from one topic to a different topic. Votanya, and we saw exactly this in a braisa, that medalgin b'teira b'inyan echod, if you're in the same topic, you're allowed to jump in chamushi chumshi teira, ubanovia and banovi, you're even allowed to jump b'shnein yonim if it's not the same topic. V'kan, but whenever you're allowed to jump by chumish in one topic, by novi even in two, it's b'kdesha le'yafsik haturgamon. And since over here, on Yom Kippur, it's one topic, and the amount of time it took was not long enough that the Turgamon would have to wait, would be interrupted, and therefore it was muta. Ve'ein medalgin minovi lenovi, but from one novi to another, within one novi, we know there's many Nevi'im, there's Yeshua, Shoiftim, Shmuel, Melachim, Yeshaya, Yirmiah, etc. So to within one novi, providing, as we saw what the conditions were, one's allowed to jump from one place to the next. But from one novi to another, that you're not allowed to do. However, benovi shel shneim osa, we know there's a concept called trei osa, which is a sort of a single sefer made up of 12 small svarim. There, medalgin, you are allowed to jump from one to the next because they are all considered as a single sefer. Ubilvad, however, shelo yedalig, you're not allowed to jump backwards. Misoifa seifu litchilosei. You can't first read one place and then jump to a place earlier on. That not. But jumping forward, one's allowed to do as we saw. Continues the Gemara, the Gadol Sefer Torah v'chulu, that the Kohen Gadol would then, after he's finished with Parshas Emor, he would close the Sefer Torah, he would finish reading from there, and he would tell the people that don't think there's anything missing, there's nothing missing, I just don't want to roll all the way from Parshas Emor to Parshas Pinchas, and therefore the Yom Kippur Parsha of Parshas Pinchas, that I'm going to read by heart. Asks the Gemara, v'kol kach lomo, that means, why did the Kohen Gadol have to tell everybody that even more than I've read, I haven't read? That means there's a parasha that's printed in the Sefer Torah that I'm going to read, but not from inside. I'm doing it bal peh. The reason he expressed that was in order that it shouldn't be moitzi laz on the Sefer Torah. Because if he didn't say that, if he just closed the Sefer Torah and started reading a parasha bal peh, people might think it's Apostle Sefer Torah. They might think that this parasha in Parashas Pinchas is missing, and that's why he didn't roll it. No. He told everybody, don't worry, it's in here. And whether you do or don't understand why I'm not reading it from inside, it's the Sefer Torah is kosher, it's printed there. However, for whatever reason we're about to discuss, the Kohen Gadol did it by heart and didn't read it from inside. And the Rishonim discuss how you're allowed to say a parasha of the Novi, of the Torah, by heart. We know there's a Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach, that you're not allowed to dvarim shebichtav, iyat rishay lo imron bal peh. It's something which the Rishonim discuss here. Continues the Gemara, uba'osir, Shel Chumash HaPkudim, and the parasha of Ba'osir, which is parasha's Pinchas, where it speaks about Yom Kippur, in Chumash Pkudim, Chumash Bamidbar, which is called Pkudim, that Kohen Bal Peh, he would read that by heart. Asks the Gemara, Amai, why read it by heart? Nigloil, why don't you just roll the Sefer Torah, just roll it, v'nikri, and read it, roll from parasha's Emor to parasha's Pinchas. And here the Rishonim, the Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Rishonim ask that this whole Gemara seems to be opposite to the Gemara we saw before. Before they were jumping from parasha's Acharemos to parasha's Emor, and you're already saying, oh, you're not allowed to jump. Here you're saying that you should roll all the way from parasha's Emor all the way to parasha's Pinchas. And the Tosfos Rishonim has a Mahalach, the Tosfos Rosh asks question on it. The Tosfos Rosh explains that before we were not discussing rolling. We're discussing having the Sefer Torah very widely open, moving from one place to the next, but not having to roll it. And that has one set of rules. And here we're talking about actually having to roll the Sefer Torah. It has a different set of rules. And even though jumping from one place to the next may not have been okay, but rolling it could have been okay. So the Gemara asks, say, why don't you roll from Parashas Emor to Parashas Pinchas? Omer von Abreid of Yeshua, Omer of Sheshes, Lefisha Ein Goylil in Sefer Torah, but Tzibur, one does not roll a Sefer Torah in front of the public, Mipnei Kvoid a Tzibur, it's not respectable for the Tzibur to have to just wait quietly whilst they're busy rolling. Asks the Gemara, okay, so don't roll. Why don't you v'nai se'achrin of a nikra? Just bring another Sefer Torah, and which will be already at Parashas Pinchas, and read from Parashas Pinchas. Rav Huna bar Yehuda, Omar mishum pigmoy shel rishin, because you've got a Sefer Torah in front of you. You're now closing the Sefer Torah and bringing another Sefer Torah. People might think there's a problem with the Sefer Torah. There's no problem with the Sefer Torah. So people shouldn't chas v'shalom think the Sefer Torah has a blemish. Therefore, they would not bring out another Sefer Torah. Rish Lakish, Omar Rish Lakish gives a different answer and says, Mishum Brocha Shein Atzricha. Because when you take out a new Sefer Torah, you have to make a new Birchas HaTorah, something they wouldn't have had to do otherwise. Asks the Gemara, Michai Shinon Lepigma, is there an issue to take out another Sefer Torah because people will think the initial Sefer Torah has got a problem with it? V'omer Rav Yitzchok Nafcha, did we not learn in Maseches Megillah, Rav Yitzchok Nafcha said, Rish Chodesh Teves, Shechol Yais B'Shabbos. If you've got here, Rosh Chodesh Teves is always in the middle of Chanukah. Chanukah starts on Chof Hei Kislev. So you've got also Rosh Chodesh, also Chanukah, and it also happens to be Shabbos. What do you do? Mevi'in Sholish Torahs. You bring three Sefer Torah. V'koyrin Achaz Binyonish Al Yom. One of them you read the parasha of that Shabbos. V'achas shel Rosh Chodesh, and one Sefer Torah you read about Rosh Chodesh. V'achas shel Chanukah, and the other Sefer Torah, the third one, you read the parasha of Chanukah. And we're not worried there that if you take second or third Sefer Torah, that people will say the other ones are not okay. Says the Gemara, note there's a difference. Over there, Tlosa Gavra is three aliyahs, so to speak. Three people are called up, one to each Torah. But Tlosa Sefer, if three people each are called up to a different Chumash, a different Sefer Torah, Leka Pigma, then it's not a Pigam. Chad Gavra, but if you have a single person reading, as in the case of the Kohen Gadol, betrays Sifra and is reading from two Sefer Torah, Ika Pigma. People will say, I don't understand, this is one person reading, why are you suddenly changing Sefer Torah? Maybe there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah. And to avoid that, they would not take out a second Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. Continues the Gemara, Umavorich Aleo Shmoina Brochis, the Kohen Gadol, when reading on Yom Kippur from the Sefer Torah, he would make eight brochas. Tonu Rabbonon Al HaTorah, the brocha, which the first one mentioned on Torah, what is that? Kederech Shemavarchim Bebeis HaKnesses, like one normally makes after Kriyas HaTorah, one says the brocha of Ashenosan Lonu Teres Emes. Al Havoido, Val Haidoe, Val Mechila Sa'ovoin, Ketikno, these brochas are the brochas which are the way that we say them in the Tefillah as we know them, as we discussed when we learnt the Mishnah. V'al HaMikdosh b'fnei atzmoi, they would say a brocha for the Beis HaMikdosh. V'al HaKoyanim, and the Kohen would say a brocha for the Koyanim b'fnei atzmon. V'al Yisrael b'fnei atzmon, and for Klal Yisrael. V'al Shara Tefillah, that's what we saw in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is now saying, we're going to explain, what is this Shara Tefillah? What's this brocha which incorporates all of Tefillah? What is that? Means all tefillah, means all the needs of Klal Yisrael, it's all included in there. What was the formula of this bracha? Tonu Rabbonon, v'shara tefillah. The Braisa says, what's this shara tefillah? The rest of the tefillah is as follows. Rino is the tefillah, the prayer. Tchino, the supplication. Bakosha, the request. Milfonecha, before you, Hashem. Al Amcha Yisrael, for your nation, for your people, Yisrael. Shetzrichim lo hishia, they need to be saved. And he would end the bracha b'shemei tefillah, Baruch Ato Hashem, shemei tefillah. V'achar kach, and after the Kohen Gadol was finished reading from the Torah, kol echod ve'echod maybe sefer Torah mibeisoi, then they would all, before Yom Kippur, they would have already brought all their sefer Torahs. There was a mitzvah for every person to own a sefer Torah. They brought it there before Yom Kippur, and now they would bring out these sefer Torah, the Kairaboy, and read from it, Kedei Laharis Chazusay L'Rabim, to show the beauty, how much they had, how nice the Sefer Torahs are, and how much their owners had invested in beautifying the Sefer Torah, the klaf, the parchment, and the ink, and the scribe was a very professional scribe. And in order to show this, they would bring out the Sefer Torahs on Yom Kippur after the Kohen Gadol had read from the Sefer Torah. Continues the Gemara. The Mishnah said that since the time of the burning of the parvasoir hapnimim, which were burnt outside Yom Kippur, and the Kriyas HaTorah was done simultaneously, it wasn't possible to see both at the same time. You can't be at two places at once. And the Mishnah says, Afal Pisha Rishoy, even though there was no Issa, there wouldn't have been anything intrinsically wrong with doing that, with seeing both, or with going from one to the other. That means you were at one, theoretically you could then go from one to the other, if not for the fact that it's too much distance. The Mishnah says, no, you would be allowed to, just you can't, because it's too far. Says the Gemara Pshita, of course I can, like what would be the issue? Why do you have to impress that on us, to say to us that even though you would be allowed to do it, if it was possible? Says, no. Says the Gemara, because there's a reason to believe that it should not be allowed. If you're at one place, you should not be allowed to go to the other place. Maudotem, I may have thought, could Rish Lakish, like Rish Lakish said. Domer Rish Lakish, ein mavirin ala mitzvah. When you're doing one mitzvah, don't override it, don't pass it over and go to a different mitzvah. And over here, when you're watching, when you're present with any one of these mitzvahs, either the burning of the parvasoir or the Kriyas HaTorah, what mitzvah, my mitzvah, what mitzvah are you doing? Beroiv om hadras melech, it's more beauty, it's more hodor, splendor for the king when many people are involved in praising the king and doing his mitzvahs. And over here, the more people that are present with either watching the burning of the parvasoir or the Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore I would have thought that's a mitzvah and you should not leave it to go and do another mitzvah. Ein mavirin ala mitzvahis. Kumash malon. Since you yourself are not engaged in the mitzvah, you're just present to watch the mitzvah, there's no issue of mavirin ala mitzvahis, and you would be allowed to go from one to the other. The Mishnah is telling us that practically it's not possible because of the distances. Continues the next Mishnah. We saw in the Mishnah Daf Samech Samud Beis that the Kohen Gadol was allowed to wear either he was allowed to continue wearing the white clothes that he did that were the second set of clothes for the day. Let's recap. The Kohen Gadol wore five sets of clothes. Besides for his own clothes that he came with and his own clothes that he went away with, but he would first wear gold clothes to do the Korban Tomid in the morning. Then he would wear the white clothes, the four big day lavon, where he would do the special Yom Kippur Avodah, which included going into the Kodesh HaKodoshim four times, as we've already learned at length. And then he would do some other Avodahs, he would send away the Azazel, and whatever we've learned. And then there was the Kriyas HaTorah, which he could either do while still in those clothes or wear his white robe, as we saw in the Mishnah on Samech Samud Beis. And then after that, he would change to gold clothes and do a next section of the Avodah. The gold clothes means the eight clothes, some of which held gold. And then he would change back into the white clothes to go into the Kodesh HaKodoshim and remove the shovel and the spoon which he had taken in when he did the Ketores. And then he would again wear the gold clothes where he would finish the Avodah. He would do the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim and with whatever went with that. That's what he would do. That would be the fifth set of clothes. And as we've discussed, every time he changes clothes, there was a Tvila, and there was twice Kiddush Yudayim V'Raglayim, something we've discussed at length earlier on in the Masechta. So till now, we've been learning about clothes set number two. Don't forget, it was gold, white. Gold, white, gold. Set number two was the white clothes that we've been learning about till now. Now the Mishnah is saying, now we're going to discuss what happened with set number three. When he moved into the gold clothes, what did he do there? And then set number four, which was again white clothes, there's no machlokes, everybody knows what he did with that. He went into the Kodesh HaKodoshim to remove the shovel and the spoon. Set number five, where he did the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. However, till now, we've learned primarily the parasha of Achrei Mos, which was the parasha with the Yom Kippur Avodah. We discussed the par, the bull of the Kohen Gadol. We discussed the Soir, the power of a soil, which were both, the blood was sprinkled in the Kodesh HaKodoshim, in the Heichal, towards the Kodesh HaKodoshim, onto the Mizbeach, Hapnimis, and then the two animals were burnt outside the Yerushalayim. We've discussed that. So that's just some of the korbonis that we saw in Parashas Acharei Mos. But there are, and there's one thing that's still left over, and that's the emurim, the insides, some of the insides of the parva soyer that was getting burnt outside. They, on the Samach Zayinomud base, we learned in the Mishnah, they were taken out and put into a bowl. We don't yet know when those parts were put onto the Mizbeach. They were not done yet. The Mishnah said before, the Gemara said before, that it was going to be done later. We need to learn about that. So there was set number one, we know what they did. In the set number one, that was right at the beginning of the Yom Kippur Avodah, that he did the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. Set number two is everything we've learned till now. Set number three we're going to be discussing now. Set number four, we know what he's going to do. He's going to remove the shovel and the spoon. Set number five, he's going to bring the Korban Tomid Shel Beinu Arbaim. But the Korbonis we've not yet discussed are the Korbonis of Parashas Pinchas. In Parashas Pinchas, there were a number of korbonis. There was korbonis of the musafin. Yom Kippur had musaf. Every Shabbos had musaf. Every Yom Tov had musaf. Yom Kippur also had musaf. The musafin, what were they? There was a par, a bull, la'ila. There was the seven kvosim, the seven sheep. that are mentioned in the Psukim. We had a soyer, but not the goat, which is called the soyer anase bifnim, the soyer which we've already learned about, that the blood was sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, inside the Heichal. There's another soyer which is called the soyer anase bachutz, a regular chatos, that was used, that the blood was sprinkled on the big mizbeach. That's another korban. And then we had the ale, a ram, the ale ha'om, which was a ram that belonged, was for the public, it wasn't, didn't belong to the Kohen Gadol. It happens to be that there was also an ayil that belonged to the Kohen Gadol, at Korban Oilo. So there was the ale of the Kohen Gadol, the ram of the Kohen Gadol, which is actually mentioned in Acharei Mois and in Parash, and that's actually mentioned in Parash Acharei Mois. And then there's the ayil ha'om, which is mentioned in also Parashas Acharei Mois and also in Parashas Pinchos. We're going to learn about that. But all these extra korbanos, which is primarily the par, the bull, which is la'ila, the seven kvosim, the seven sheep, and the soyer hachatos hanase bachutz, these three, these are all korbanos that are mentioned exclusively in Parashas Pinchos, in the parasha of the Musafim. When were the Musafim done? And that's going to be a big machlokes between Rebbe Eliezer and Rebbe Akiva. And just before we see inside, Rebbe Eliezer is going to learn that all these Musafim are going to be brought at the set number 5, together with the Korban Tomid Shelbeinu Arbaim. Rebbe Akiva says that primarily the Musafim were done actually in set number 1, together with the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. And we'll soon see all the sources. And regarding the par of the Musafim and the seven kvosim. Regarding the schatos, the soyer achatos, then Rebbe Eliezer says it's done like all the other Musafim with the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim in the 5th set of clothes. Rebbe Akiva says that it's going to be done here in the 3rd set of clothes. Now, what was done with the 3rd set of clothes, which is no machlekas? Number 1, the Kohen Gadol's ayil. It's good, this psukim in Parashas Acharei Mois, he had his own ram, which was an oila belonging to him. That would definitely be brought now in the 3rd set of clothes, which is the 2nd time he's wearing the gold clothes. Besides for that, the ale ha'om, the ram belonging to the people, which is mentioned in Parashas Pinchos and in Parashas Acharei Mois, that was also going to be brought now in the 3rd set of clothes. The emurei chatos, which is what we mentioned before, the limbs, the inner parts, the insides of the par of a soyer that had been sprinkled inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and Heichal, and the animal itself burnt outside Yerushalayim, the insides, the emurim, are actually going to be put on the Mizbeach also now in the 3rd set of clothes. That's going to be no machlokes. These three things are no machlokes. Everyone agrees. Eloi, El Ha'om, and emurei chatos are going to be brought now in the 3rd set of clothes. Regarding the other musafim, the par, the 7 kvosim, those two, everybody agrees, is not going to be done now. Either it was going to be done in the 5th set of clothes with the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim, or it was done with the 1st set of clothes in Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. Regarding the soyer achatos, which is Naseh Bachutz, Rebbe Eliezer says it's going to be done with the 5th set of clothes, together with all the other Musafim, with the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. Rebbe Akiva is going to have a pasuk to say that this particular soyer has to be brought immediately after the other soyer, the soyer apnimi, which was done in the 2nd set of clothes that we've learned about at length. Immediately after that, the soyer achatos is going to be brought, so that must be brought in the 3rd set of clothes. That is the conclusion of what we're going to see now. It's going to be very cryptic in the Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss it, and the Gemara is actually going to say that the Mishnah's, we don't have any definite way of understanding the Mishnah. We're actually going to base the opinions on Brisas that the Gemara is going to bring. But we're going to read the Mishnah based on the Maskonos, on the conclusions from the information we have from those Brisas. Let's see the Mishnah inside. Im bebigdei butz kira, in the event that the Kohen Gadol chose to do the Kriyas HaTorah while still wearing his white clothes, then kidesh yodov v'raglov, now that he's removing them, then he has to do Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim. And when we learned the Mishnah on Samach Chesamad base, we said that in the event that he chose to wear his privately owned white robe for Kriyas HaTorah, he would do the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim before removing the white clothes, just it would be before putting on his own robe. But if he didn't take off those white clothes, he would do the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim now. And then what would happen, irrespective of whether he's wearing the white clothes of the Big Day Kohuna or he's wearing his own white robe, Poshat, he would remove them. Yorad V'Toval, he would go down and Tovel in the mikveh, as always when switching from one set of clothes to another. Olo, he would come up from the mikveh Minestapig and dry himself. V'Yivulo Big Day Zov, they would bring him set number 3 of the day, which are the 8 clothes, some of which had gold in them. And this is the second time he's wearing the gold clothes, but it's the 3rd set of clothes. V'lovash, he would wear them. And then again, v'kiddush yod v'raglov, as we've seen early on in the Masechta, every time he wore a new set of clothes, he would do kiddush yodayim v'raglayim. V'yotza, he would then go out from the area where he did the kiddush yodayim v'raglayim, which is the kiyor, from the kiyor which is between the mizbeach and the ulam, he would then come out from that area. V'osa, and then he would offer up onto the, he would shecht, he would do the Eloi, his own ram, ves El Ha'om, and the isle belonging to the whole nation, belonging to the public, and, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah here, the Emurei HaChatos, the Emurim, the insides of the Par V'Soyer HaPnimim, which were burnt outside Yerushalayim, but those parts which were put into a bowl in the Mishnah on Samach Zayin Amud Beis, they were also offered on the Mizbeach at this point. Now, up until this point, everybody agrees. Now, we're going to mention something which is unique to Rebbe Eliezer, that v'es shivas kvosim t'mimim b'nei shana, these were up to a year old of the sheep, the 7 sheep that were going to be brought. Now, the Mishnah doesn't tell us when, what, but we know that the conclusion is going to be that that the Shivas Kvosim Tmim B'nei Shana are going to be brought, not now, with the next set of gold clothes, with set number 5, that's when they were going to be shechted. And not only that, but also the Par La'oila, according to Rebbe Eliezer, is also going to be done at the same time as the 7 sheep, which are going to be done with the 5th set of clothes. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer, that's the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Akiva Omer, Rebbe Akiva says no. Rebbe Akiva says that the 7 sheep, the 7 kvosim, are going to be brought, or were not going to, they were brought im tomid shel shachar, with the 1st set of gold clothes, when the tomid shel shachar was offered. And also, it's not clear in the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to discuss it, but I'm punctuating this as I know the conclusion of the Gemara, that, and also, par ha'oila, the par, the bull of the oila, or of the musaf, was also offered, according to Rabbi Akiva, was offered together with the korban tomid shel shachar, together with the other musafim. According to Rabbi Akiva, all the musafim, not all, we'll soon see, but the par and the zayin kvosim, the musafim were done together with the korban tomid shel shachar. However, the soyer, anase bachutz, that soyer, which is also part of the musafin, and according to Reb Eliezer, it's offered with a 5th set of clothes, together with all the musafin, together with the par la'ila, and together with the 7 sheep. Reb Akiva says, no, this soyer l'chatos is singled out, and that was brought im tomid shel beinu arbaim. That's not brought, unlike the other musafin according to Rabbi Akiva that was brought with the 1st set of clothes with the korban tomid shel shachar, this one was not brought with the korban tomid shel shachar, it was brought closer to korban tomid shel bein arbaim, but the truth is it was not brought with the korban tomid shel bein arbaim. That's Rabbi Eliezer says they were all the musafin were brought with the korban tomid shel bein arbaim. What it means here, Rabbi Akiva says it was done later. What does it mean? Not korban tomid shel shachar, it's actually in the 3rd set of clothes here. At this point, which is where this Mishnah is holding now, that is when the so'ir, hanase bachutz, was going to be offered. After he was finished doing whatever he was going to be doing with the 3rd set of clothes, which is what we said before, just v'osso es eloi ves el ha'om, which everybody agrees was done with the 3rd set of clothes, plus the Imurei Chatos were also done with the third set of clothes. And according to Rabbi Akiva, the Soira Chatos Bahanase Bachutz also, after he's done whatever needs to be done in the third set of clothes, then Kidesh Yodov Araglov, again, he's going to switch to the fourth set of clothes, this time to the white set, the four clothes that were all linen, none of them had gold. He would again wash his hands and feet from the kier, uposhat, and remove the gold clothes he was wearing, v'yorad v'tovel, he would go down to tovel, v'olo v'nistapik, he would come up and dry himself, v'hiviu loy bigdei lovon, they would bring him the white set of clothes, v'lovash, he would wear them, and again, v'kiddish yod v'raglov, he would wash his hands and feet, nichnas, this time he went in, he was wearing the white clothes, he went into the kodesh hakodoshim. Why only lahoitzias akafas amachto, to remove the spoon and the shovel which held the ktoires and the coals? And then that was it with the white clothes. Again, kiddish yodav araglov, uposhat, v'yorad, v'toval, olov v'nistapig, hiviu loy bigdeizov, v'lovash, v'kiddish yodav araglov. They now brought him the fifth set of clothes, the last set for the day, gold set. What did he do? V'nichnas lehaktir k'teres, he would do whatever would normally accompany the korban tomet shel bein arbaim, which is the k'teres shel bein arbaim. There was the regular k'teres that was normally brought with the korban tomet shel shachar. This is not that k'teres, this is the k'teres of the evening. U'lehetiv v'saneres, he would prepare the menorah. V'kiddush yodav araglov, he would then do kiddush when he's finished all the avodas for the day. He would again wash his hands and feet, uposhat, and remove the clothes. And hiviu loy bigdei atzmoi, he would not have to go into the mikveh again. It's not like it says here in the brackets. And he would wear his own clothes. They would bring it to him, v'lovash, he would wear them. U'melavin oisei, they would accompany him, the kohen gadol, ad beisoi, till his home. V'yom tov hoya oisei le'oyavov, he would invite all his friends. It was a big yom tov. B'shor sheyotzo b'sholim, when he came out, b'sholim min ha-kodesh, from the kodesh hakodashim. Not all kohenim gedolim did it right and were fit to be able to experience going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and survive. Many lost their lives there, but when the Kohen Gadol came out, he would make a big yontav and invite his friends. Says the Gemara, and I hope nobody got confused, but we've learnt the Mishnah based on the conclusions of the Gemara. If we were to read, and I'm not going to do that because I don't want to confuse people, but if we were to read the Mishnah at face value, without everything I added into the Mishnah, there will be a number of uncertainties there, as the Gemara is going to ask now. Iboy Elohu, Heichuk Omar, let's read just the words of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, "He im tomid," that means referring to the seven kvasim, "were done with the tomid shel shachar, how you crave him," that everyone agrees that according to Rabbi Akiva, the seven, and the truth is it's not so clear, we're soon going to see a discussion about that, but at this point, let's assume the seven sheep were going to be brought, they were brought with the korban tomet shel shachar, and then the Mishnah adds in upar ha'oila, we don't know, is para oila similar or not, and then it says v'soir anase b'chutz im tomet shel bein arbaim, so it seems that soir anase b'chutz is done later, not done with the korban tomet shel shachar. The seven kvasim were done with the korban tomet shel shachar. The par ha'oilo is stuck in the middle. Where do you put the comma? Was the par ha'oilo done with clothes number set number one, or were they done with set number three, like the soyer anase b'chutz? That's what the Gemara is asking. Iboilu, heicha koma. How do we read Rabbi Akiva? Do we say, im tomit shel shachar, how you crave him, that the seven sheep were brought together with the first set of clothes? Upara oilo v'soyer anase b'chutz, and then a koma, and then para oilo and soyer anase b'chutz. They were done im tomit shel bein arbaim. They were done later on, not with the tomit shel bein arbaim, but closer to tomit shel bein arbaim, namely set number three. Oy Dilmo, maybe no. Hachikoma, this is how you have to read it. Im tomit shel shachar, you crave him. Upar ha'oila, that the seven sheep and the par ha'oila, which is one of the musafin, were done with the first set of clothes. Bahadayu were all upar ha'oila. Bahadayu, the par ha'oila was done with them with the first set of clothes, and only v'soyer anase b'chutz was done im tomit shel bein arbaim, closer to tomit shel bein arbaim, namely set number three. That's one question. Another question, v'su. Par ha'oila, Rebbe Eliezer de Shaira, Amos Avdile. We know Rebbe Akiva mentioned the par ha'oila, we just don't know where to put the comma. Rebbe Eliezer didn't mention par ha'oila bichlal. So according to Rebbe Eliezer, when was the par ha'oila brought? When I read the Mishnah, then I mentioned where it was put. It was done together with the seven sheep. and that was going to be done with a fifth set of clothes, but it doesn't say it in the Mishnah. So, another question. V'su bein Reb Elezer bein Reb Akiva a murei chatos. You remember Daf Samach Zayin Omud Beis. We put the emurim of the power of a sawyer, which were the chatos apnimiim, the chatos whose blood was offered inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and the Heichal, those innards that were taken out. We learned that they were going to be brought later. When were they going to be brought? Amos Avdalu. And we explained that that was, everybody agrees, it's going, they were going to be brought with the Eloi ve'Eloam, with the third set of clothes. And by the way, Rashi and Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis seems to say that the Emurei Chatos were brought with the fifth set of clothes. That's not like Rebbe Elezer, not like Rebbe Yeshua, we're about to see. And the Mefarshim on Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis actually ask on Rashi why he said, why he did that. But based on our sugya, these Emurei Chatos are going to be brought now in the third set of clothes. So Omar Rava, Rava said, Lo mishkachas lo matakanta. We can't find a fixed version in our Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elezer. Ela oyle Rabbi Elezer. You want to know what Rabbi Elezer's opinion is? Find it the Tana de Beis Shmuel. In the Brises that was said over in the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, there you'll find a fixed version of what Rabbi Elezer holds. Oyle Rabbi Akiva, you want to know what Rabbi Akiva's opinion is? Kid the Tosefta, you have to look in the Tosefta. A different type of brisa. So the Gemara is now going to elaborate. The Tana de Beis Shmuel, in the brisa said by the Beis Medrash of Shmuel, they learned the following brisa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer said as follows. Yotza v'osa, he, after changing into the third set of clothes, the gold clothes, he washed his hands by the kiyar, he came out. V'osa Eloi, he didn't go out of the Azara, he stayed in the Azara, but he came away from the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, and to the Tzofin of the Mizbeach, va'asa Eloi ve'Elha'om, that's where he did his isle, his ram, the ram belonging to the Om, his ram, which is mentioned in Parashat Achrimos, the isle that's mentioned of the Om, which is mentioned also in Parashat Achrimos, also in Parashat Pinchas, ve'emurei chatos, and those emurim mentioned in Avsamach Zayin Omud Beis in the Mishnah, he offered that up now in the third set of clothes. And as far as this is concerned, everybody is going to agree, Rabbi Akiva is not going to argue with this. Aval par ha'oila, and this is now in Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the par ha'oila, which was the Musafin, one of the Musafin, v'shivas kvosim, which is also in Parashas Pinchas, in the Parash of Musafin, the seven sheep, v'soira nase b'chutz, and the regular soira chatos, that was, blood was applied on the outside Mizbeach, not on the inside, in the inside one, which is also in the Musafin in Parashas Pinchas. All these three, which were the Musafin, they were brought in Tomid Shalbeinu Arbaim. He held, the Rabbi Loza held that all the Musafin were brought with the fifth set of clothes with the Tomid Shalbeinu Arbaim. That's Rabbi Loza's opinion. And we'll soon see where Rabbi Loza was coming from. Why would he put the Musafin right at the end and he wouldn't do any of the Musafin now with the third set of clothes? Rabbi Akiva de Tosefta. What's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva as mentioned in the Tosefta? Mahi. The Tani we learnt in the Braisa, Rabbi Akiva Omer, par ha'oila, that means of the three Musafin we just said now, the par ha'oila, the Zayin Kvosim, and the Soyer Achatos Hanase Bachutz, then according to Rabbi Eliezer, all three package deal all with the fifth set of clothes. Rabbi Akiva says no. Par ha'oila v'shiva kvosim, that was done im soyer im tomid shel shachar, hey you crave him. That was brought with the first set of clothes. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, that it says, it doesn't actually say it by Im Kippur, but it says it in all the parashas of Musafin in parashas Pinchas, and it refers also, at least according to Rabbi Akiva's opinion, it also refers to Yom Kippur. That it says there, Milvad oilas haboiker asher oilas haTomid. Bring the Musafin besides for the Korban Tomid that you bring every day. So what do you see from there? It seems from there that the Musaf is immediately adjacent and following the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. That's what it says, Milvad oilas haboiker, the oila brought every morning asher oilas haTomid, which is the Korban oila, the Korban Tomid. So Rabbi Akiva says all the Musafin are straight after the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar with the first set of clothes. V'char kach avodas hayom. And then you do what it says in Parashat Achrimos, the whole avodas hayom that we've spent half a mesechta learning. V'char kach, and then in the third set of clothes, what did he do? Then he will soon see. He did, v'char kach, he did like, in this point, exactly what Rabbi Eliezer said also, Eloi v'el ha'om. He brought the isle of the people, Ve'imurei Chatos. Everybody agrees with that. And then Vacharkach, while still wearing the third set of clothes, he brings the Soyer Anase Bachutz. Rabbi Akiva separates the Soyer Anase Bachutz from the other Musafin. The other Musafin, he said, were brought with the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, as it says, Milvado Ilas HaBoikra Shelo Ilas HaTomid. But the Soyer Anase Bachutz, even though it's mentioned there with the Musafin, and it's one of the Musafin, is not brought then. Why? Because there's a pasuk that tells us that it has to be brought after the Soyer HaChatos HaPnimi, which was done with the second set of clothes. That after, as Shenem, as it says, the pasuk says, Seir Izim Echot Chatos, Milvad Chatos HaKippurim. That means what you bring the chatos, this is in Parshas Pinchas, you bring the chatos, the soyer, the chatos, hanase bachutz, immediately following, milvad chatos akipurim, means besides for the one, the korban chatos, the soyer, the chatos apnimi, that was done with the second set of clothes that we've learned about so much, that after that soyer was brought, then you would bring the seir izim echot, you would bring the soyer, which is the chatos hanase bachutz, so you have a gzeris akosov, that this particular musaf has to be brought, not like all the other musafin together with the korban tamid shel shachar, rather in the third set of clothes after the korban, the chatos hapnimi was done with the second set of clothes. Shenema series mechot chatos milvad chatos hakipurim v'acharkach, and then we're skipping the fourth set of clothes because it's not what we're discussing now. In the fifth set of clothes, what would he do? Tomid shel ben arba'im, according to Rabbi Akiva, the only thing that was done with the fifth set of clothes is the korban tomid shel ben arba'im and whatever went with it, the k'teres and the menorah, as we saw. Says the Gemara, so we understand the reasoning of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva told us, he said, I've got a posuk that says that all the musafim are done together with the korban tomid shel shachar. I have a posuk that singles out the soyer hachatos shanase bachutz has to be done after the soyer nase bifnim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, he's explained his opinion. But my Talmud Rabbi Eliezer, what would be the explanation of Rabbi Eliezer that all the Musafin, the Par La'ilah, the seven Kvasim, the seven sheep, and the Soyer Achatos, all of those are done with the fifth set of clothes with the Korban Tomid Shel Ben Arba'im? What would be the source for that? So answers the Gemara, Ovid Kedichsiv, the order that he did the Avodah was in the order it's written in the Chumash. Ovid Bereishu the Teiras Keanim, first is the Teiras Keanim, is Parashas Achareimus, where it says there to do all the Avodahs, of which were unique to Yom Kippur, and not the Musafin, the Avodahs Hayom, which is the everything that he did with the second set of clothes. It's his own par, his own bull, his own goat. So the Rabbi Eliezer says that first you do everything it says in Parashas, what you do in Parashas Emor, and then in Parashas Achareimus, sorry, and in Parashas Achareimus itself it says that there's a third set of clothes which they would do Eloi, the Ve'el Ha'om, and the Imurei Chatos. And then in the Psukim in Parashas Achareimus it says there's a fourth set of clothes we're going to learn about later on, when he went in to take out the shovel and the spoon. And then, only when you finish the fourth set of clothes, which is in Parashas Achareimus, you move on to Parashas Pinchas. In Parashas Pinchas, now you have the fifth set of clothes for Parashas Pinchas. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, he learns that all the Musafin were done with the fifth set of clothes, because that's the order in the Chumash. Parashas Pinchas is after Parashas Achareimus. V'hodar Ovid, and after he would do the Chumash HaPikudim, he would do what it says in Parashas Pinchas. Rabbi Akiva, he explained himself, Kedoktoni Taima, and the Braisa told us the reasoning. Milvado ilas haboika shelo ilas atomid. From that pasuk Alma, we see that Musafin, that all the Musafin, almost all the Musafin, that means the Parala Oila and the seven Kvasim were done, im tomid shel shachar Ovid lehu. And we have that second pasuk that says, Irizim echot chatos, milvad chatos hakipurim, to tell us that the soyer, anasi bachutz, was done in the third set of clothes, not with the korban tamid shel shachar. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Eliezer now got to deal with these two psukim that Rebbe Akiva brings. So the pasuk of milvad oilas hatomid, milvad oilas haboika shel oilas hatomid, which says that the korban musaf has to be brought together with the korban tamid shel shachar, there Rebbe Eliezer doesn't have an issue with that. Because Rabbi Elazar will say that if you look in the parasha of Yom Kippur, it actually doesn't say that pasuk. It says it in parashas Pinchas regarding the Musafin of the other Yomim Tovim. But it could be Yom Kippur is not included. We don't have an issue with that. So according to Rabbi Elazar, that pasuk is okay. The order of Rabbi Elazar, he explained to us, is the order it says in the Chumash. But we still have one pasuk, the pasuk that says Milvad. The pasuk that says Sir Izim Echot Chatas Milvad Chatas Akipurim, which taught Rabbi Kiva that the Soyer Achatos has to be brought with the third set of clothes, not the first set of clothes. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Soyer Achatos, together with all the Musafin, are brought with the fifth set of clothes. What's he going to learn from the fact that the pasuk seems to say that there's something, that there's a closeness, there's a comparison, a relativity between the chatos apnimi that was done with the second set of clothes, with the white clothes, and the soyer chatos anase bachutz, which is one of the musafin? If it doesn't tell us when to do it, what is it telling us? Says the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar, hai mulvat chatos akipurim mai ovdilei. Answers the Gemara, Ahumi Boile, this is coming to teach us, and this is a Sugyan Masechus Shvuah stuff base, which we're not going to go into now, but it tells us, Al-Masha, Zeh Mechaper, that both of them atone. Also the Soyer Hapnimi, and also the Soyer Anase Bachutz, they both atone for Tumas Migdosh Ukadoshov, but they atone for some slightly different cases. Exactly what cases and what level of knowledge and lack of knowledge they had before, during, and after they transgressed the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdosh and the Kochim and the Korbonus, that's discussed in Maseches Shavuos, but the comparison between the two is learned from the fact that the Pasuk puts together Si'ir Izim Echot Chatos, which is done bachutz, milvat chatos akipurim, besides to the one that was done inside. The comparison of the two teaches us halachas discussed in Maseches Shavuos. Now, till now, what we've seen is in Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that the musafin should be together with the korban tamid shel shachar, with the first set of clothes. That's, and like it says in the pasuk, milvad oilas ha. Milvad oilas haboiker ashelo oilas hatomid. Besides for the soyer achatos anase bachfnim anase bachutz, which is done with the third set of clothes, as we've discussed. But these seven kvasim, according to Rav Akiva, what we've said till now is part of the musafin and was done after the korban tomid shel shachar in the first set of clothes. That's what we've learned so far in Rav Akiva. However, there's going to be another two opinions, according to Rav Akiva himself, to say that that's true but not completely accurate. That it's true that some of the seven sheep were offered with the first set of clothes, but not all of them. There's actually going to be two opinions here as to how many. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishmoi said in the name of Rabbi Akiva, Echod Korav im Tomid Shel Shachar. Only one of those seven sheep of Musafin were actually brought together with the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. V'shisho, however, the other six were brought im Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim, were brought with the fifth set of clothes, which is, Rabbi Elazar says that all these kvasim, as with all the musafim, were brought with the fifth set of clothes. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, that six of the seven sheep were done with the korban tamid shel ben arbaim, and just one of them was done with the korban tamid shel shachar. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon Oimer Mishmoi, he says in the name of Rabbi Akiva the other way around, Shisho Kravim im Tomid Shel Shachar, six of the seven sheep were offered with the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar, Ve'echod im Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim, and just the last one was offered with the fifth set of clothes. Mai Tamayu Derabonon, what would be the source of these opinions? Says the Gemara, Trei Kroi Ksivim, because there's two psukim. Ksivim, one pasuk, it says, Milvado ilas haboiker, like we saw before. It says, Musafin are brought together with the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar. So that includes the par lo'ilo. And it also includes at least some of the seven kvasim. Regarding the soyer achatos anase bachutz, we've already discussed, Rabbi Akiva had a different opinion about that. He says that it has to be immediately after the chatos apnimis. We're not going there, back there now. But The musaf must have been done at least partially after the korban tamid shel shachar. However, there's another pasuk, and the second pasuk says uchsiv v'yotza v'osa es oilosoi. And even though it's a pasuk in parashas, is in parashas acharei mois. However, it's referring to the musafin, because the pasuk there says that this Oila Sa'om is one of the Musafim. It's the Eila Om, which is mentioned also in Parashas Pinchas. We're going to have more on that later. So you see that some of the Musafim are done after, because the pasuk there in Acharei says after you finished the Avoida, done in the second set of clothes, only after that some of the Musafim were brought. How can we keep both of these psukim? Hilkach, therefore, Ovid Minayu Hacha, or Minayu Hacha. So some of the kvosim are going to be brought together with the other musafim, together with the power lo'ilah after the korban tomachil shachar, and some of them will be brought after the avoida of the second set of clothes. And as we've learned till now, it means they're going to do it together with the fifth set of clothes, as it said, together with the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im. But ma'ika miflegi. Okay, so we understand that according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, we have these two psukim, that there's got to be some of the korban musaf is also going to be done later. Fine, so some of the sheep have to be done with the fifth set of clothes, not with the first set of clothes. But what they're arguing, why does Rabbi Yehuda say one sheep with the first set of clothes and six sheep with the fifth set of clothes, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says the other way around? Says the Gemara, Hachab b'maikom efligi, Rabbi Yehuda sovar ovid chad. Rabbi Yehuda says, do one first, kudachsiv, as it says in the pasuk, milvad oilas haboiker, that because it says that the musafin have to be brought together with the korban tomid shel shachar, but only one. Why? V'hada ovid avoidas hayim, and then he does the main avoid of Yom Kippur, the avoida which is most of the kapara, the atonement of Yom Kippur, comes from what he did with the second set of clothes, and then afterwards he can bring the rest of the sheep of the musafim. Dil mechul shecholish kohen gadol. Maybe if you're going to make him exert himself and have to, he's going to become exhausted from having to do all the seven karbonos even before he started the avoid of the second set of clothes. By the time he gets to the second set of clothes, he's going to be too weak and won't be able to do the Yom Kippur avoida properly. And therefore, we kept it to a minimum. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says no. He says, "Kivan da'aschil, since you started doing the musaf of the seven sheep together or after the korban tomid shel shachar, ovid shishva, you do most of them, as many as you can. You have to leave one because of the pasuk that says that some of the musaf is done later. But six you do, dilma posha. Because maybe if you're just going to leave them, maybe he'll just be careless, he'll be lax, and he won't end up offering up those six. Dilegabe avoidas hayom zorisu. We're not worried he's going to get tired, because when it comes to doing the main avoida of Yom Kippur with the second set of clothes, then he's going to regain his strength. He'll have the koyach to do the avoida. Because it's the avoidas hayom, he'll be extra zealous and he'll be able to do it. So the Gemara now continues, the Kuli Alma, but everybody, both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, they both hold that Chad Ailhu, there's one Eil Ha'om, which we keep mentioning. This is an Eil Ha'om, a ram belonging to the people, it's an Oila, which is also mentioned in Parashas Pinchas, also mentioned in Parashas Acharei Mois, and we've just assumed it to be an Acharei Mois, that's what we said till now. Everybody agrees it was done with the third set of clothes, together with his own Eil, together with Emurei Chatos, that there wasn't a second Eil Ha'om which was exclusively for Parashas Pinchas and a different one for Parashas Acharei Mois. No, it was, even though it's mentioned in both parashas, it's one Eil. Chad Eil, there was only one. Kman, Karebi, that's following the opinion of Rebbe, the Tani we saw in the Brisa, Rebbe Oimir, Echod, Eil Echod Ha'omur Kan, Hu Ha'omur B'chumash Shapikudim. The Ayel Echod, which is mentioned in Parashas Acharemis, is the very one mentioned in Parashas Pinchas. Reb Lezer Reb Shimon argues and says, Shnei Eilim Heim, there were actually two rams. There was an extra ram, Echod Omur Kam, Ve'echod Omur B'chumash HaPekudim, one in Parashas Acharemis, and one in Parashas Pinchas. What would be the source? My Talmud Rebbe, Tichsiv, it says, Echod. Since it says in the Pasuk that it's an Eil Echod, it means there was altogether just one ram. There was his own ram. There was Eloi, but the Eil Ha'om, there was only one. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon says, no, my Echod, when it says Echod, what does it mean? Echod, it doesn't mean one. It means Meyuchod, it means the unique one. It was Shebe Edrei. Of the whole flock, take the most unique ram for the korban. But indeed, it could be there were two. Rabbi Nafkele. Rebbe says, where do I know you have to bring the choicest ram? Because it says in the pasuk, "Mivchar nedorecha, bring your nedarim." When you're bringing your karbonis, bring it from the choicest of your animals. Reb Lezer Shimon says, he says, chad b'choiva v'chad b'nedova. He says that mivchar nedorecha only tells us that when you're volunteering to bring a carbon, it's not an obligatory carbon, then make sure it's the choicest. And I need a separate pasuk to say that when you're bringing a required and obligated carbon, like over here, the ayil, it has to be echod, it has to be miuchod, it has to be the best and the choicest. Utzricha, and we need both, because on the one hand, you have to bring, when there's a reason that one should bring the best animal when bringing an obligatory one, because you have a choiv, make sure you do your requirement the best way. And when you're bringing just a voluntary animal, then since you're giving it, so to speak, as a gift from the goodness of your heart, there's a pasuk says, bring it from the best that you have. Utzricha, and therefore I need them both. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon says that the word echod is telling me that even by choivo, it has to be choicest, echod, and then you don't have a source that there's only one ayil. So according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, it could well be that there were two ayilim. So according to all the other opinions, according to Rebbe's opinion, there were 15 animals were shechted on Yom Kippur, and according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, there was a 16th. And how this Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon works with Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon we saw just a little bit earlier is a discussion in the Mefarshim, but we've made a good and basic reading of the Gemara. This is all following most opinions in Rashi. There are other Rishonim who learnt that the Korban Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim was actually brought with the third set of clothes, and a lot of the dynamics in the sugya change. But we've made a very good reading, also according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva, and the way Rashi understood it, according to the way most Mefarshim explained Rashi. And Emir Tzeshem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.